We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the best I've felt about the Warriors since the 2022 season. I don't know what that means, per se, but like pretty much
since Draymond punched Paul in the face.
Save for the show.
We're simulcasting now, so the show's getting running. Pretty much since the punch happened, this is the most positive I've felt about the Warriors. By the way, if you're joining us, presented by Prize Picks, promo code LightYears, $100 match on your first deposit. You throw 100 in there, Prize Picks is like, here's another 100 to play. I know I played tonight's game, yeah. LeBron versus Steph. I'm going to play that matchup. I don't know how many more of them we're going to get. This might be the last one, my friend, because they'll be teammates next year, maybe. By the way, you know, like, I don't know if other times I've gone it. Free money. Anyway. Welcome to Light Years. Warriors, big 134-120 win against the Los Angeles Lakers. And dare I say it, Andy Lou? Dare I say it? The time to say.
Do you believe in magic? Not talking about the rabbits that they pull out of hat tricks. I'm talking about the team that's above the average. A lot of critics told them that they just don't have it. Do you think they even stand a chance?
I don't know, I'm going to play the whole thing, but I am officially, I haven't pulled the yellow shirt out of the closet just yet, but I went to the closet and I made sure it was still there. I made sure it was still there. I'm thinking about it. I'm getting very close.
At least take the towel out. Come on.
Yeah. Maybe I will. I am dangerously in on this team after 120 games of wanting to trade everyone. Except for Steph, of course.
You've been hitting me all week about how you believe in this team. I've been, you know, cautiously optimistic, but a game like tonight, you know, if they had won this game by a couple points, I'm sitting here and telling you, look, man, like AD didn't play, it didn't really matter. And I'm not telling you that the Warriors win this game regardless if AD was playing, but the way that they're playing basketball right now, you said your favorite brand of Warriors basketball since 2022. I just don't know how anybody can argue against that. I truly do not. And it starts with Trace going at the five, and Trace I thought was just fine tonight, a couple big blocks, but man, are they finally humming on offense? Have they figured out how to shoot the ball? Has anyone other than Steph really figured out, and Clay really figured out how to shoot the basketball? And that, I think that part is where that makes me bullish on this team, because you know, this team is always, it's always Steph save us. Steph didn't even play hard. Like Steph was chilling tonight. And the Warriors smoked the Lakers. It actually was never close. From about 6 minutes left in the first quarter, it was domination tonight.
That was my favorite part. The Lakers put a couple runs together where the November Warriors would have bent over. The December Warriors would have found a way to foul LeBron and send him to the line. But the The April Warriors,
great.
They were able to take a punch and come back, which, you know, we have to go back to spring of 2022, the last time this team could take a punch and not melt down. So, no, I mean, it's true. 26 threes. Draymond gets a lot of credit for the five in the first half. Wiggins is shooting the shit out of the ball. Like, all that stuff is true. But taking a bigger picture look at it, and I'm pulling this up here. This stat is from before this game. The Warriors are now 25-11 since kind of the end of January. Third best record in the West. I mean, they've kind of consistently been stacking up W's, and it hasn't always been pretty. And the identity of the team hasn't been as obvious as it's been in the past, but there's something to be said for they're going into the playoffs really hot. And dude, a lot of the West is fake, man.
Oh,
a lot of it is fake. Like I, in some ways the NBA feels like baseball to me, where it's like, you know how like in baseball you can be the 86 win team, but you're playing good ball when it's playoff time and you have a chance to make a run.
Sure.
Whereas like traditionally in the NBA, that's not been a thing. You know, it's kind of been, you gotta play a full year because you'll be figuring out in the playoffs. That's kind of how the NBA is starting to feel. Maybe last year was a precursor to what like the future of the NBA looks like, where Miami won 44 games. They went to the finals. The Lakers won 43 games. They went to the Western Conference Finals. But both those teams were humming down the stretch a little bit. Can the Warriors not be that type of team who, look, I don't think any of us are thrilled with a 46-win season. You know, like, I think we had higher aspirations than that. But, like, they're playing like one of the best teams in the West right now. Why can't this be real? Why can't it?
I guess it depends how you define real. It depends. Are you saying that this is a team good enough to make a Western Conference Finals run? Is that kind of where you're going with this compared to the rest of the? Because I know you and I are aligned on the Nuggets. Everyone is. But are you saying they're good enough to beat the Mavs, to beat the Thunder, to beat the Timberwolves, to beat the? I mean, they got to get in first, right? So maybe they may have to beat the Lakers in the play-in. Then they might have to beat the Pelicans on the road, or the Kings on the road, the Suns on the road. Wow, Suns, what a mess! So is that what you're saying? You're saying you think that they get heated up, you know, kind of like the D-backs, and they just make a run as long as they're in the tourney.
I think yeah, you get in hot and you see what happens the rest of the way. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think Denver on paper is the best team. But look, man, even in 2016, the Warriors are the best team on paper. All it takes is a little luck to break your way. And next thing you know, that juggernaut doesn't look as good as they used to look.
Right. The only thing I'll push back on is the NBA, they will always have the 7-game series. And that's what makes it difficult. That's the only thing where it's like, it feels like the Eastern Conference is going to be Boston for sure. For sure. We say that. But in a 7-game series, it looked like Giannis got hurt tonight, and Embiid, who knows those guys, man, what a mess tonight for those guys, huh? But in the West, it feels like, yeah, if you're going to make a run, I do think for the Warriors, they're peaking at the right time. But they're going to have to play a lot of games. They're going to have to play one or two play-in games. Man, I hope it's one. It's looking like it might be one, Sam. I know we'll get to
really?
It. Looks like it might be one. Woo! But then they got to play a couple 7-round series, right? And that's what makes it hard, is they got to go on the road. They got to go to Minnesota, let's say, for example. Then they got to go to Oklahoma City or something. And then they got to go to Denver.
I know you're not scared about Minnesota.
I think OKC is the one I'm really not scared about. I think we have the same idea. The thing is, I'm a little more scared of Minnesota than you are. But OKC, I watched that team, and it's just like, are they – it feels like they play very good regular season basketball. That team doesn't look to me like we'll see in the playoffs what Shea is about. But anyway,
I'm just going to put it this way. You guys can clip this right now. Neil, go ahead and clip this. The Warriors will not lose to the Minnesota Timberwolves without Draymond Green getting suspended for an entire calendar year. There's only two ways that series goes. They beat the Wolves, or Draymond gets suspended for a year. There's a zero chance Draymond, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson are going to lose to a Rudy Gobert team without the worst fucking meltdown on earth. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm saying I could see them losing a lot of scenarios. I know how personal that one is.
That's yeah. I want to see all these series. I want to see all the, by the way, the playback chat loves your optimism about these Warriors. I can't, you know, when Draymond's making five threes in a row, you know, you kind of can't go against.
I'm riding. That's how you know.
Doesn't feel like a team that's limping though, right? Like really, for an older team, 75 games into the season. Like, does Steph look like great tonight? Chris Paul looked tired to you. Draymond looked tired to you. Klay looked tired to you.
Are they an older team? Okay, sorry. That's bullshit. Sorry, I was about to do like a pods trace. Like, actually, they're not that. Then that was just full fits. Sorry.
No, you're gonna give me the Russillo. I've been listening to a lot of Simmons Russillo, and Russillo comes with the really are they older, but they don't. They're not playing like it. Looking like it. They look spry.
Well, you know, you take half the season off, you better look spry, right? So. let's bring it up. Let's bring up some standings. Sacramento Kings lost tonight. The Warriors, I don't want to say they're in an advantageous position because they're still technically the 10 seed, but Sacramento Kings play the New Orleans Pelicans on Thursday.
Ooh.
The Phoenix Suns on Friday. Okay. Neither one of those teams have the ability to, you know, tank or like throw out the, you know, their version of the Gui Santos, Lester Quiñones lineup. Like they gotta play for it for positioning reasons because neither of them have secured their seed yet. Neither of them secured being not in the play-in. Right. So the Kings are gonna get two teams with their best punch, and then the Warriors, they get the Blazers on Thursday, which is a gimme game.
Better be,
which means they're gonna be down in the first half. and then the second, then they get the Pelicans on Friday,
back to back.
Which is to say, they have a very realistic chance of getting out of the weekend in the 8 seed. Like if they can control their own destiny and get to the 8 seed.
Yes, there you go.
Which I wasn't really all that confident about coming into this game, but you know, Kings lose a game, a couple things break your way, and that's really what's important here. They can, cuz they absolutely want to get up to the 7-8.
Yeah, because then they'll get two shots. I mean, just for more context, that means they'll get two shots, right? At at winning the first game you're in, losing the first game, winning the second, you're still in, right? As the 8 seed. And to be clear, the Warriors, let's say they win on Thursday against the Blazers, they got the tiebreaker against the Lakers. They do not, however, have the tiebreaker against the Kings. So they are a game behind the Kings, but they technically they're technically two, right? So they technically actually have to be one up on the Kings in order to get that 8 seed, depending on where the Kings end up going. Though they look like a mess right now. Man, that West is a mess. But to your point, these teams that the Kings, the Pelicans, the Suns are playing, they're not going to be tanking. There's none of that stuff going on. It feels like to me, looking at that schedule, I mean, some of it's out of their hands right now. But that second end of a back-to-back Friday night against the Pelicans might be the decider.
I think we'll know Friday night. Everyone has to play Sunday. Everyone has to take care of business Sunday. But we're gonna know Friday night. They gonna get there, or are we getting a Warriors Lakers full strength matchup on?
What do you think, Adam wants? What do you think a friend of the show, Adam, wants?
I think the NBA is praying the Warriors and Lakers don't end up in the 9-10.
Yep.
They want both of them in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking right now.
Yeah, that would be the nightmare fuel scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
If it ends up being Steph,
you get one game, and then it's not great.
Yeah, Lakers and Warriors 7-8. I think that would be. I think that'd be great for the NBA because it does showcase. I mean, obviously you get Jokic in the one, but it does showcase Shea or Anthony Edwards, and obviously those are the two superstars that the NBA needs to showcase more along with.
Well, but are they?
Yeah, I hear you. No,
I hear you. I hear you.
It's good for business. It's good for business. It's good for the NBA. But obviously, yeah, I didn't think the Warriors going to have a hell out of chance to get that 8 seed, but it's looking, I wouldn't say likely, Samuel, but.
Whew. And you know what's funny? They're going to win more games than they won last year. I mean, they've already tied their win total for last year, and This is an all-time disgusting East. I'm going to pull the standings back up. I'm sorry. It's just, it's kind of pissing me off right now, where the Warriors are probably going to win 46 to 47 games, which, you know, you and I have higher expectations for that, but that's not a bad season. Where does 47 wins get them in the East?
Oh, my
God. The three or the four seed, right? Oh, yeah, like right there.
Goodness.
Meanwhile, in the West, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing every team is going to be like mid-40s or above in the play-in. Most of them are basically 50-win teams who had some bad injury luck at some point along the way. And in the East, I mean, who the fuck wants to watch the Hawks versus the Bulls? Like, What is this?
What am I looking at? You. It's like that, what's that meme? You. What is this?
Yeah.
The Bucks would be a play-in team in the West. The Warriors would have 58 wins. And you could say the same for the Suns. You could say the same for the freaking Lakers. I mean,
the Magic, who everyone's like, and the Knicks, and they've had great seasons. Don't get me wrong.
Fuck.
Same record as the Suns. It's just like chilling in the, like, one team has known they've been the 3-4 seed since, I don't know, January 1st. And the other team, you know, in like blood fights, like blood sport at the end of the season, yeah, trying to get into it, right? So it's just, it is what it is. I don't know.
Look, man, the East has been terrible our whole freaking lives. You and I, our whole freaking lives, which is why the LeBron going to 10 finals thing is always hilarious. Cause it's like, dude, you're in a kiddie conference, man. Like,
congratulations on beating on DeRozan and Jeff Teague, buddy.
Like, what are we doing? John Wall. Like it's just,
remember when the Hawks starting lineup got the player of the month? Like, that's
you name the five.
Oh, that's easy. Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver, Damari Carroll, Al Horford, and Paul Millsap.
God.
Not a single
real playoff
all-star player on that team. Oh, that's, it's a bunch of.
Damari Carroll is a great pull too, by you. That was the one. Oh, my God.
Just ultimate glue guy. Steve Kerr wouldn't play him. Doesn't do enough things, but, you know.
Light Years Podcast, we are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today. Fuel up for your springtime goals. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And we are celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/lightyears50. Use code lightyears50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code LightYears50 at factormeals.com/LightYears50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I just want everyone to know, I decided to play the over for LeBron James and Steph Curry on Prize Picks because, as I've said to everyone who listens, I'm done hating LeBron. It's no longer 2016. We've gone through that. We're now friends. We're frenemies. You and I, we hang out with like Cuffs and LeBronchitis and all the weird LeBron fans. One thing I know about Steph and LeBron, those dudes like to put on a show against each other. They really do. And so I had to take the over on both of them.
Easy.
Especially when I got the Steph cut rate thing. You know, he's at 36, got him down to 31.5 on points, rebounds, assists. And who won? Who made some money? Your boy. That's right. So we got the win here. Prize Picks. You know, family's eating well this weekend because I won. You know, it's a good time. It's fun to play Prize Picks. It's fun.
Baby can eat. Look, man, this is it takes like 30 seconds. You do a little research. We're watching the games anyway. Download the app today. Use code LightYears first deposit match up to $100. And I put in a play today. I put in Kyle Harrison, more pitcher strikeouts, 5. Lane Thomas, hitter fantasy score, 7. And he went on, and he went less. Easy. So Sam and I both win today on Prize Picks. Warriors win, Giants lose. We're not worried about that. But all you got to do, all you got to know, download the app today. Use code LIGHTYEARS. First deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Let's go, guys. All right, we're going to get callers. I say we go straight callers.
Let's go.
We can talk about Clay on the Draymond pod. It doesn't really matter. We're bringing everyone into it. By the way, guys, hit the subscribe button on YouTube if you're watching. And download Prize Picks. Promo code LIGHTYEARS. $100 match. First deposit. All right, let's get our guy up here. What's up, man?
So I wanted to talk about Wiggins because I went to the game against the Mavs last week when I was on spring break. And also, yeah, Padres, I go to SDSU. The Padres are definitely like the A's, so that's a good choice, yeah. But the for Wiggins, I feel like just today, I don't know how much you'll notice it, but you can tell real when he's locked into the game, when he's going all over D'Lo. And on the opposite side, D'Lo's letting senior citizen Chris Paul blow by him. That's why the Lakers aren't serious for real. But anyway, Wiggins, you can tell when he's into the game. He's been into the games more consistently. I know the Orlando game, the Dallas game, this game. And I can tell too when he got Reeves on him and he just starts backing him down and bullying him. I'm like, okay, this guy's engaged. And if we're getting that guy, and I know Kuminga didn't play too well tonight, but he likes to do the bully ball too. I think that can help our offensive spells when sometimes it's not working, but when the shooting isn't going around, because I know they're not going to shoot like this every night, because it's a little outlier. Also, the Lakers were not contesting at all either. But I think that we can take the aggression from Wiggins on both sides of the ball. Is I think it's kind of been sustained this month, and I think it's part of the reason why I have belief in this team again.
It's a good call. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. Wiggins has been playing really good basketball for, the last month plus?
Yeah.
Right? And that's part of it. Is this the best stretch of basketball you've seen from Wiggins and Draymond Green since 2022? I think it is. And, go figure. Your second and third best player, your most important two-way players play up to their capabilities, and this team looks a lot better. They do. To your point, I don't know why or what's come over him, but he looks like the guy that we saw in the 2022 playoffs who looked so fucking good and was so impactful. And so that's a large part of the reason I'm in.
I think the Wiggins stuff is it's not about making the threes to me. It's yeah, that's great, but he went to the bit. Yeah, a little bit, yeah, make your fucking threes, but it get to the rim. I mean, there was a couple times he just went straight bully ball, hook shot. There was a spin move lefty finish, which honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen from Wiggs. I don't know what's gone into him. I really have no explanation outside of, did it take him 55 games to get warmed up? I don't care. All I know is 29 minutes tonight, 7 for 12, 3 for 5 from 3, 3 blocks, and he is... With Kuminga's regression on defense, it just has to be Wiggins as that guy on the perimeter every game for 30 minutes. There's just no question about it. And if he can be good offensively, then, this is obvious stuff, but then he becomes a two-way player, which is someone that the Warriors are missing outside of the big three guys, outside of Steph, Clay, and Draymond, right? They are missing that guy. Because there's a lot of one-way guys on this team, and Wiggins is their, two-way Wiggs, right? Is what they say. It's working out.
The chat's asking it's because he gained more touches or this, and part of the Wiggins experience is he drives you insane. He really does drive me insane because you see him play well and you're like, there it is, that's the guy. And then you go through, and it's not about 1 to 2 bad games. It's 9 months of what is this? It's multiple periods of time. And that just makes it so frustrating because at his best, he's such a valuable player and such a hard player to find. But then you go through spells where it's the opposite. And I don't know. Like, part of me, you know, like, I've gone through every theory. It's like, oh, if he sees the shot go through the net a couple times, then his confidence gets going. Or, like, if he goes to the rim, then he gets juiced, he gets going. If they run plays for him, he gets going, that sort of thing. And it's like, I don't know. I kind of just think it might just be a little bit of who he is. But right now he's playing excellent basketball. And when he is, you just gotta go with it, man.
When he is, the team is one of the better teams in the league. I mean, that you're always gonna get the constants from Steph and Draymond as long as they're on the court. And Clay, now that he's kind of put that 2 months at that beginning of the season slump behind him, and yeah, dude. I mean, and we haven't even talked tonight about. Let's get to the next callers, but like at some point we're gonna talk about pods and GP2,
Clay,
great second half, yeah, and just all this stuff. I mean, just very good.
Shocker. When they win games, there's multiple good players. That's nice. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Been a while.
How you doing?
You know, I'm doing all right.
You lose a little weight. You're looking good.
Thanks. I don't know if all the weight went into the mustache, but
it's a great stash.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, and speaking of wigs, you know, to be honest, my theory on that is just that whatever stuff he had going on in his personal life, maybe some of it's cleared up. Like, and maybe that was just in the back of his head.
Maybe
that's the ongoing theory I have. But regardless, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if you guys played 2K back in the day, but I remember, you know, sometimes you could just sim to the end of the season. And I'm not going to lie, after that Spurs loss, I'm like, okay, just get me to the end of the season. I'll catch the scores later. But it looks like they're actually starting to roll, you know? So that's good. And honestly, it's interesting because it reminds me of the end of the 2021 season, because like at the end of that season, that's when everyone started to roll. Yeah. And it started looking actually good. It didn't look like it was most of the season. End of last season, I think that we all kind of were like, okay, whatever, like Poole hasn't gotten better, and if he wasn't going to get better, it wasn't going to get better. But you know, it seems like everyone's rolling at a good time, so I don't know. Also, Andy, I remember a couple weeks ago you had a prediction about, like, you backed it up. You're like, okay, they'll get the sixth seed if they go like 6-1. I mean, it might be tough, but wait, did they? I don't remember what the exact prediction was, but it was, you know, they've been rolling. So
I said 8-0, they would get the sixth seed. I think my math was, a little off. I think, have they lost one? I think it's not possible. Yeah, I think it's not possible, but then I was like, they could actually get the 7 or 8 seed, which shit. I mean, sounds like they might.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good to watch the Dubs rolling, man. Finally, friggin' just took to the end of the season. Peace out, boys.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate you, man. You know, tomorrow we got the Denver, if you're listening to this on Tuesday night. So, but Wednesday, the Nuggets and Timberwolves play, which will probably determine who's the one seed. Part of me is now hoping Denver wins, because if the Warriors can get into that 7-8, I want them to get the 7s. I want the Warriors to play the Wolves. I really do. I don't want them to play Denver, but I'm into the matchup versus Minnesota. I hear everything you're saying. I don't think anything you're saying is unfair, but I want to see it. I really do.
Kings need to lose twice, right?
They will. Curse of Vivek's gonna happen. Feeling good about it.
Hell of a meltdown if that happens, man. Wow. The Light Years podcast, we are brought to you by Unified. Unified, whether you are a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, like us, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by the Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Bay Area or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/lightyears to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/lightyears. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including the EE system.
Let's keep moving. So, Brady.
Hey, hey, how are y'all doing?
Good. Fun little Tuesday night.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if everybody's going to be shooting like that, we might have a shot at the long run. I'm almost tempted to say, yeah, I'm kind of with you, because the way the seeding looks right now, if Denver's won, they're going to play the winner of Dallas and the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, and I think Dallas is not a bad matchup. Like, honestly, obviously we don't love to see it, but I think they could clear Dallas. I think they could clear an upset Denver, and I think we might have a shot against them. I think it would be a long shot, but I think we could do it. And I think what I would want to gravitate you guys' view to the Pelicans, mm-hmm. because we need to be praying that they win against the Kings and the Lakers. Because if they don't, then we're going to have some problems, because we're not going to be able to climb up to the eighth seed. So
I don't think we need them to beat the Lakers.
Well, we own the tiebreaker
against the Lakers.
Okay. So we
do need a little help against the Sacramento Kings to make that jump. So
I guess my question here is that do you think Wiggins is going to be able to play consistent enough that you're willing to not let Kuminga mesh with this starting lineup?
Yeah, that's a great question. That is a great question. Appreciate you calling in. I don't think it's a question. I think you watch the way Steve Kerr coached this game. Kuminga, he's played really well most of the season. He's been an important player for this team. But this is like kind of like you kind of got to go with what's working. Feelings don't matter.
It's
you know
not,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's come on. It's not happening.
It's not even he played 21 minutes tonight. He played 21 minutes tonight. So he did not play well. That's part of the reason he only played 21 minutes tonight. But that's Steve just basically being like, I'm going with what's working. The Lakers had a couple chances to get back into the game. November Steve might have left Kuminga out there and let LeBron saute him.
His defense is horrible.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, early season, they would have given him the I see. I don't have the box score up. That's my bad. They would have given him the given him his minutes, whatever it may be. But later in the season, Steve's just kind of like, look, man, if you don't have it going, I'm just gonna go in a different direction. Very simple, right? So that's just kind of how it's be. We're in playoff season. No more gifted minutes for anyone.
Don't disagree.
It is what it is. It's just not.
I'm in a good mood, so I'm not doing my Kuminga thing tonight. So let's go to the next caller.
I think he's going to have some important moments for this team, to be honest with you.
Sure.
But
sure.
If he doesn't have it, they're going to go in a different direction. And that's life. That's just how it's going to be.
Yeah, Moses Moody.
Yeah. Poor Moses. Poor Moses.
He could have played tonight. He's good player. Winning player. Winning plays. Good player.
I'm bringing up Paratosh right now.
No quantity.
I got you guys.
He's giving us a single at the very least. No double play. Come on.
Yeah.
Wait, is this a baseball reference? Because I don't understand.
It's a cricket. It's a cricket reference.
Come on, Andy. That's single, really? All right.
I have no idea how cricket works, but I know it's huge.
Single is like the smallest run that you can make in a cricket school. Like,
hey, listen. My baseball team would be really fucking happy with the smallest.
All right, then. I guess
it's... Tell you that.
Buddy. Yeah, so I think about Kuminga, did you guys hear what he said after the game last time round when he was asked about coming off the bench? It seems like he's bought into it. I think it's because Kirk has shown that he trusts him. It's just about winning the game. And like, as long as you're winning the game, I don't think it will be a problem if Kuminga has to come off the bench, even in the playoffs. The other thing is, I don't know if it's too late, but it seems like this team is peaking like as we are entering the playoffs, like you were saying, and no, I don't mean as a team, I mean as individuals as well. Klay seems to have gotten over his the slump from the first 2 months, and not just that, but he seems bought into the bench role, which honestly is really good going forward. Because if he has to stay on the Warriors and we get a second star, there's a chance he may have to come off the bench. Or at least have a reduced role. Wiggins also seems to have rediscovered his 2022 to form, and that's obviously great for us. So what I'm trying to say is that it may have come at a late time for this playoff run, but it may have come at a very good time for next season, especially in, like, the front office having to evaluate like who they need to keep and who they can move on from, and like how can they build a contender again. Like, I think that's what Matt was saying about two calls back. So like,
yeah.
So yeah, that's basically what I wanted to say. And the last thing is, how hilarious would it be if Kings drop into the, what was that, the 9th seed, and Lakers are the 10th seed, and the Kings eliminate the Lakers just because of this game that we won.
and the Kings, I hope that happens. Kings own the Lakers. I mean, the style that the Kings play.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Sabonis bitches AD every single time. So it's going to be funny if that happens, and I'll definitely be rooting for it.
If they play in a single elimination game, you're going to have to talk me out of how much money I'm going to put on the Lakers.
I'm just saying.
You're going to have to protect games. Me. You're going to have to protect me for myself.
One's a bonus elbow and AD's out.
That's fair. I can't discount it as a possibility. You know, if it was against Draymond, I'd be like, you know, I need to play through it. But AD, he might just be like, I'll be back next season. Later, guys. I'll be back next season.
One last thing. I forgot to add this, but if we avoid the Lakers and Denver, there seems like you guys were saying, there seems to be a realistic chance that we can make it to the conference finals. And like, will that be a better achievement than Miami making the finals last season as a?
So that's where
that's an interesting question. Yeah,
that's what I think. That's where I was trying to get you to, because you were talking about this team, optimistic about this team. And I think not even realistically, because it kind of isn't, but with how high you are on them right now, I think the point you're trying to make is they can make a real Western Conference Finals run. I think that's the point. Can they win the Western Conference Final? Probably not. But I think your point is that they can actually make it, which I don't know if I'd agree with, but hell, man, if that happens, it's a real run. Successful season, I think.
I'm looking at this team from the lens of, you're correct, I think they're peaking at the right time, and they have a chance to pull what the Miami Heat pulled last year. And then, look, is this the Dynasty Warriors we saw the last 6-7 years? No. But kind of trust those guys. If they get into a game, they're rolling. They know what they want to do game plan wise. Like, they are playoff players. I think we're underrating how much the regular season versus the playoff is different basketball. That's kind of why I was clowning Minnesota. Like, I just don't think they're a playoff team. OKC, you could say, is the same thing. There's a lot of teams. Like, now we know Denver is. So like, I'd prefer not playing them until they're a little more worn down and things go. Murray's but, hurt. Yeah. I mean, what is the worst moment of the Warriors' dynasty run?
2016.
Or 2019.
2016. But yeah.
But I mean, what's the common element between both of them?
Injuries. Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Injuries. Yep. So all you can do is push. And sometimes you get matchups that work in your favor.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know that, you know, like, it's better. It's more fun to be the big bully that they were over these years. But, like, I'm not going to count these dudes out. Like, there's very few players in the NBA that that worry me. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Jokic and his Denver team, those dudes are champions. Those dudes can pull it off, you know? You're really scared about Anthony Edwards and Gobert? You know what I'm saying? Like you're really scared about Jason Tatum? Like what I'm saying is, like, that the Warriors peaking at the right time, I'm not saying they'd be favorites. I'm saying I don't hate their chances. I don't hate them. That's all. I don't know if I'm selling you, but like you're not pushing back.
I need a little more. I need a little more. I'm gonna wait.
You've been hurt too much. Too many 15 point leads blown.
give me that second end of a back to back win at home against the Pelicans, and I think we're cooking. I think we're cooking.
Okay.
I love the energy. Golly. All right, who we got? Gio, come on. Gio, come on.
Listen, I'm kind of happy today. Here's the thing, right? Give me the Nuggets. Give me the Nuggets, bro. Like, all I'm saying is, right, if you believe Steph Curry is like playing well, if you believe Draymond is back, Klay is playing well, Wiggins is playing well. If you believe those guys are playing well, those guys, they would win a chip in like 2022 when they were on their game. All I'm saying is those guys are on, and Chris Paul is helping out, and I guess JK is doing his thing, and you have Pods, you have Moody, you have GBT. If those guys are playing well, why not, guys? Like, why not, like, Denver? Like, why not win it all, bro? I'm not win it all, but why not, bro? Just why not? That's my take. I mean, just believe it.
If they beat Denver, they might. Why not? Why not win it all? I love it. I love it. They beat Denver. They're not losing.
If this era ends, let it end in a bang, okay? Take out Denver. You can lose yourself. I don't care. But if you beat Denver, that's a rig to me. That's a chip to me.
Good Gio. That's what I'm saying. Look, man, this isn't the Dynasty Warriors, but I wouldn't want to play them. I would not want to be the young team who has to play against Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. We need to give any love to Chris Paul, who begrudgingly is playing really good basketball for you know what I'm saying? Like, how much would it suck to play against them? Andy, how much do you hate playing against the old guy team who knows how to play with each other?
What's funny is I'm actually the old guy team because I had to play a full game today and I was so tired by halftime. It was bad after. So hey, kudos to the Warriors for playing great in the second half. Now, can we go back to Gio being just either Doomer Gio or now he's just freaking all time
optimist Gio?
It's just he might not even be an optimist. Comments are crushing him. You know, looking into the sun. Insanity Gio, just I love it. I think it's great. This is the guy that's been here every game on Playback, every show. He's called in every time. I just want to shout out my guy, our guy. Let me paint you the scenario. If you are a team that hasn't made the postseason in a while, you haven't won a series in a while, and you have an MVP candidate on your team, and you have your first round series at home, and the Warriors walk on in like a fucking bunch of assholes, and they win game one on your court. This goes for actually Minnesota or Oklahoma. I'm just painting the picture of what would happen to that. Because undoubtedly, the Thunder and the Wolves have had great seasons. Probably their best in what? How long? A decade for the Wolves. How long?
Excellent. Well, for sure.
OKC, when was their last good season? When Russ was freaking KD 2016. So like it's been a decade, and you get the Warriors coming in and they steal game one because that's what the Warriors. You know, they may not win the series, but they're gonna steal game one. What goes on through your head if you're freaking Jaden McDaniels? You know what I mean?
He's gonna pull at the jersey. Going to do the same thing they did in November. Oh, but I hear you. I don't disagree. We got a couple more to get to than call tonight.
Hello.
What's up, Ebony?
Nothing much, man. Good win. Fun win. GP2 suddenly knows how to shoot, so that's fun for the amount of times he gets left wide open. I wanted to point out how absolutely unfortunate it was to watch Giannis go down the way he did. It was just, it was insane. I was like, oh no, I hope, like, that team is actually imploding along with the Suns, and it sucks to watch. So there's like nothing fun to look forward to in the East, not even like a Bucks and Celtics matchup. So yikes. And then also Embiid, that whole thing. Y'all mentioned it already. But my only question is, what is the comp for TJD? Like, what big in the league that's currently playing is, like, his upside? Or could you see him being in, like, a year or two?
It's a great question. I feel like he's what everyone wanted Jordan Bell to be. One.
Oof.
And that didn't work out.
I could see that. Absolutely.
Robert Williams is a great one in the chat.
No, Robert Williams was a DPOY, though.
That was, like, the most unfortunate series of events for that dude. He just couldn't stay off the bench in a pair of crutches.
True.
So, I don't know.
So, I got two names for you. I got two. Okay, so I just thought long and hard, aka for the last 6 seconds. So two names. Daniel Gafford, somebody just literally just did it. So Daniel Gafford, he's bounced from team to team. He's always been a great shot blocker, and obviously he like wants to play the center position in the NBA, which I don't think many people love doing. But the high upside one, I think, is Jalen Duren is probably another one. Duren's bigger, longer, like more athletic.
Yeah.
Probably why.
I have a hard time comping him to bigger guy. I was like,
but it's the same type of player, though, yeah. Right? And that's why TJD's second round pick versus someone like Duren versus even Gafford. I mean, Chetstone and prime Clint Capella. I mean, even Clint Capella was like, they're just bigger, longer, more athletic, and that's why. I mean, if TJD was 3 inches taller, where does he get drafted? Like
top 10.
You know what I mean?
But he plays bigger than he is, which I think is why he like works so well with Draymond. So even though he didn't have the finishes that he's had like the past month and a half, like he's still like, you know, protecting the rim and all that stuff. So, I mean, I don't see them going away from that lineup for any reason, regardless of the offensive issues, right? Because the defense is there in a way that, you know, they can't really go away from. Even if they did. Yeah. Put in Moody over JK because I mean how much do you guys think like Steve Kerr would even think about possibly playing Moody over JK if it came down to it, and would he? But that's my last question. Y'all have a good one.
I mean, he did it last playoffs. I appreciate you as always.
Great call.
I think Steve would actually go there, but he's not going there until he has to. There's some politics in the play.
That's a tough. I mean, it's a year. That was a year ago when Kuminga wasn't even playing. Now Kuminga's like an automatic 20 minutes a game. I would be. There's still things that Kuminga brings. Even tonight, I know he had a bad game, but like there are still things he brings. Rim pressure. Like there was a play tonight where he had the ball at the top of the key and he's pointing at Pods to cut so that they can get Clay in the corner for a three. You know what I mean? Like
phenomenal Pods game, by the way.
But like, you know, those are things within the Warriors offense, like that Draymond normally does well. So I think he's gonna always get his 20 minutes. He's gotten so much better. They do need him. They are going to need him offensively. Like, okay, what if they do play Minnesota? Like, they are going to need him. They can't just cast off 45 threes a game. Going to need him.
Sure.
These tougher
players. Sure. Yeah.
I mean, they could shoot.
Get Manny up here real quick.
Pods hit a set shot three today, and I was texted. And I was like, yo, what's going on here? He's a shooter. Like, I can't imagine he can't shoot set shots. Like, he's a real shooter. He's not like, you know, he's not like a fake shooter.
What's up, man?
What's up, Andy Lou and Sam? What's going on, guys?
What's up, boss?
I'm up in the kitchen cooking like the 3-point line that we were for tonight. All those 26 threes. It's been amazing. I'm hyped. I've been listening to you guys for forever. My first time coming on stage. Yeah. My take that I want to say is I think that we're gonna win the play-in, and then we're gonna face the Nuggets in the first round. And once we beat them, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I think we're gonna win it all. That's my take.
Oh, I love it. This is the energy I need right now.
That's my take, guys. I am so confident. I feel like, you know what? I feel like they were bad on purpose because they kind of wanted to just save their energy. Draymond wanted to save his energy. They just wanted to be healthy. And now they're just like, you know what? it's time to amp the fuck up. So that's what they're doing. Yeah, we're old guys, but they've been saving the energy, and we're going to turn the fuck up in the playoffs and show everybody what the fuck is up. DJ Chocolate Rain out. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Oh, man. This is the perfect way to end the show.
That's awesome.
That's what I need right there. Dude's awesome. Just cooking him a storm. By the way, the food looked delicious.
Yeah.
Hey, hit us up. Just send the recipe over. I could use a little help on the cooking front.
10:30 dinner. Shout out to him. What a legend.
I mean, tomorrow for me. But anyway, it's a lot to be optimistic about. I'm feeling good about this week. Optimist Sam. So, you know what? That's where I'm at right now.
Optimist Sam. That's how we'll end it. The Warriors are... they're peaking at the right time, Samuel. They are peaking at the right time. This is as good as it gets.
Let's go. Appreciate everyone.
We are so bad.